Daniel chapter 2. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had several dreams which troubled him so that he could not sleep. The king summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and the Chaldean astrologers to tell the king his dreams, so they came in and stood before the king. The king told them, "I have had a dream that troubles my mind, and I want to understand the dream." Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic, "O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will explain its interpretation." The king replied to the Chaldeans, "This is what I have decided. You must tell me the dream as well as its interpretation, or you will be cut in pieces and your houses will be reduced to rubble. If you tell me the dream and its interpretation, you will receive gifts, rewards, and great honor from me. So tell me the dream and its interpretation." They answered a second time, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, then we will tell you what it means." The king replied, "I know for certain you are trying to stall for time, because you are aware that my decision is final. But if you do not make known the dream to me, there is but one verdict left for you. You have prepared lying and corrupt words to tell me until the situation changes. So tell me the dream itself, then I will know that you can actually tell me its meaning." The Chaldeans answered the king, "No one on the earth can do what the king demands. No king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such a thing of any magician, enchanter, or Chaldean astrologer. What the king is demanding is too hard. No one can tell this to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with mortals." Because of this, the king became furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went forth, and the wise men were about to be executed. They also searched for Daniel and his companions to execute them. Then Daniel replied with discretion and prudence to Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, who had gone out to execute the wise men of Babylon. He asked Arioch, the king's commander, "Why is the decree so urgent from the king?" Then Arioch explained what was going on to Daniel. Daniel went in and requested that the king set a time, and he would tell the king the interpretation of the dream. Then Daniel went to his house and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, about the matter. He asked them to pray for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions would not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. Daniel said, "Praise be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known to me what he asked from you, for you have made known to us the solution of the king's question." Then Daniel went in to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He came and said to him, "Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me in to the king, and I will tell the king the dream's meaning." So Arioch quickly brought Daniel in before the king and told him, "I have found a man among the captives of Judah who can make known the meaning of the dream for the king." The king asked Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Are you able to tell me the dream which I have seen as well as its interpretation?" Daniel answered the king, "While there was no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or soothsayers who can reveal the mystery the king has asked about, there is, however, a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the future. Your dream and the visions of your head you received while lying in bed are these. As for you, O king, when you were on your bed, your thoughts were about what will take place in the future. He who reveals mysteries has made known to you what will come to pass. But as for me, this mystery is not revealed to me because of any special wisdom that I have, more than anyone else, but so that the meaning may be known to the king, and that you may understand the thoughts of your heart. O king, gazed on and saw a tremendous image. This huge, extremely shiny statue stood before you. Its presence was terrifying. As for this statue, its head was made of fine gold. Its chest and arms were silver. Its belly and thighs were bronze. Its legs were iron. Its feet were part iron and part clay. You watched while a stone was cut out, but without human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay, and shattered them into pieces. Then the iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold were crushed together. They were blown away like chaff of the summer threshing floors, without a trace being left. Then the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and now we will tell the king its interpretation. You, O king, are the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, power, might, and glory. He has given into your hand human beings, wherever they live, the animals of the field and the birds of the sky. He has made you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. After you will arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then a third kingdom of bronze which will rule over all the earth. At last, a fourth kingdom will be strong as iron. Just as iron shatters and smashes everything, so it will crush and shatter all these. As for you, the feet and toes were partly of potter's clay and partly of iron. It will be a divided kingdom. Some of the strength of iron will be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with clay. As the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle. As you saw the iron mixed with miry clay, they will mix themselves with one another, but they will not really bond to one another, even as iron does not mix with clay. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, nor will its sovereignty be conquered by another people. It will break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it will last forever. You saw a stone cut out of the mountain without human hands, and that it broke the iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold into pieces. The great God has made known to the king what will happen in the future. The dream is certain, and its interpretation sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and paid homage to Daniel. He commanded that they should offer a sacrifice and burn incense to him. The king responded to Daniel, "Truly your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries, seeing you have been able to reveal this mystery." Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many splendid gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and the chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. At Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself served in the king's court. Daniel chapter 2.